702
on Facebook.
Let's welcome our guest, Kati Mabuya. Very good morning to you, Kati, founder of Lifting Dreams in Soweto. Kati, can you hear me? Jane Dutton here.
Thanks for having me.
Ah, have you been up for hours with your training?
No, I really, actually, I just woke up. I'm actually going to training after the interview.
Ah, I mean, I thought you'd be the sort of guys up at four, doing push-ups on your fingers, meditating. But is that for others to do?
It's a Saturday. I actually had to take a bit of a late day.
Yeah. Kati, tell us a little bit. I know that you're the founder of Lifting Dreams in Soweto, and we're going to get on to how that came about. But firstly, tell us how it works at Lifting Dreams.
Well, it's actually Soweto Weightlifting Club and Lifting Dreams. Basically, Soweto Weightlifting Club, it's a club that I started to get the kids of Soweto off the streets, give them hope of something new in life. And then with that, my main purpose was to start Lifting Dreams as an educational program, just to give back to the community of Soweto.
So if I understand correctly, it's both learning, studying, getting kids up and running in that area, and then sport, and those two just working so well together.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Tell us about some of the kids that you've come across.
Well, I've actually came across a lot of kids. Some of them are good kids, but just with a poor background, like discipline-wise. And then we've really met some kids that are well-disciplined, but education-wise, they were not so doing so well. So with the program, the sporting program and the educational program, we actually managed to actually help a lot of kids. A lot of kids are now doing better at school, and honestly, personally, in life, they are doing well as well due to the sporting program.
And tell us about why sport is so important for kids, for anybody. What does it do?
Well, for me, to be honest, I grew up as somebody that was just all over the streets and not to somebody. But then when I got into the sport of weightlifting, that's when I realized as to how much the sport can do for you mentally. So with weightlifting being an individual sport, it actually helps one to be able to think on their own and to actually put much concentration into everything that they do. So for me, it is just helpful in that way.
And obviously, it's building up your body. It's helping you develop. And when you see changes in your body, that also affects you mentally too, doesn't it? Positive changes.
Well, it gives a lot of positive changes. You know, the boys are now looking well, and they actually more confident. Even the girls too. I just built a lot of confidence in the kids. And honestly speaking, that's just the good part that I actually love about the sport.
And how important is routine?
Well, for me, it is actually very important, because one day missed in training equals to 7 days of recovery. So, you know, keeping up with training and everything, I think that's very important. But what matters the most is to actually, you know, to actually prioritize your things, have time for training and have time for your schoolwork.
Mm. All right, let's go back quickly. How did it all start? And tell us about your relationship with Sonny Webster.
Well, in 2019, in May, I think I attended the Arnold Classic Championships and Sentinel Convention Center. That's where I met up with a brother called Heinrich Badenheist. And then he wanted to actually help me find sponsors for my lifting and everything. So I actually shared with him that my dream was to give back to the community. And with age not being on my side, I felt and believed that building a gym in the community of Soweto would actually be influential in us starting a sporting a schooling program. So that's actually how it all started. Me finding sponsors just turned into me actually giving back to my community.
Incredible. I love what you do. I've seen the power of sport and how it just brings about such radical change and just such positive change. I mean, I was talking to a little girl, I think she was about 13 years old, and she grew up in a problematic part of Soweto. And she was saying that kids her age were either pregnant or on drugs. And she took up rowing. And she was bullied and she was chastised. And it changed her life. And she was heading off to the Olympics, but then COVID hit, so she couldn't make it. So, I mean, it's also quite difficult for kids in areas that have got problems, right, to rise above it and to say, you know what, I'm not going to go down the drug route. I'm not going to go down the lack of discipline route. I am going to take up sport. It also takes a big person to do that.
You know, for me, as an individual, I think... honestly speaking, kids are kids, and you can never actually change their mindset unless you give them something that they do not know, something that's new, something that gives them hope. So for me, it was actually just to actually have something for the kids, just to give the kids of Soweto some hope. And that hope that we gave them actually worked, because last year we had about 9 of them qualify for African Championships.
Incredible. Well done. All right. So, how do I get involved in weightlifting? I mean, it's something that I've done my entire life, mainly because I enjoyed it, and then I got lazy. But just tell us about the benefits of weightlifting and how one starts if one wants to get into the sport. What do you do?
Well, mainly weightlifting helps one improve. It actually improves one's ability to do everyday activities, because weightlifting is functional training. So basically, we put more focus on how to pick up stuff from the ground, how to put up stuff on top of carpets, and how to pick up heavy stuff. So it just helps you improve the ability of your everyday activities, reduces the risk of injuries, why it betters the one's balance as they age. And for me, to start up in weightlifting, I would say one needs to start slow, like really slow, get your techniques right, because with your technique being correct and everything, that's where one can excel and you can do well in the sport.
So if somebody wanted to start at home, I mean, is it as simple as buying small weights? You could possibly get onto YouTube, work out how it works from there, and then ultimately when you want to get into a professional, the professional side of things, or just improving your skill set dramatically, you need a trainer, right?
Honestly speaking, anyone can start a fitness program at home, but when it comes to the sport weightlifting, you know, the equipment is just massive, huge, and one really needs to be in an equipped facility, and a weightlifter needs a proper trainer.
All right. So, okay, before you get to a proper trainer, what would you advise, say you do it at home? What sort of weights should you get? What sort of exercises should you start doing? Should you start with weights and lunges, for example?
Well, one can start with free workouts, training without weights, squats, lunges, some jumping jacks, just to get the body in shape before we can start with the real thing of lifting weight. We just need to prepare the body first.
The body and the mind.
Yes.
Kati, very good to talk to you. If anyone wants to get in touch with you, what should they do? If anyone wants to help your club, how can they do that?
People can call me on my number, that's 079-654-4561, or they can follow me on my Instagram account, that's Project Fit Soweto Coach, or we can also DM us on our page as well, Soweto Weightlifting Club.
Kati Mabuya, thank you very much. It was very good to talk to you. I'm going to let you go and have your workout now.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day, Jane.
Bye-bye.